It was one of the most contentious school board meetings in recent history. For nearly 4 hours, minority and majority board members argued, and there were several disruptions from the audience. Members finally reached a compromise, but prior to the agreement, minority school board member Sharon Belton Cotman blasted minority members.
This is not a game. We're not playing hockey anymore. The puck is not being passed, okay? This is about children. Okay.
The meeting was filled with racial divide, but minority members praised interim school superintendent Don Ogilvy for being independent from the board's majority in his resolution for out-of-time schools.
This is political. You're taking your resolution over the resolution of the superintendent, as I said, who has all the qualifications to be a superintendent, and you're taking a political piece, and you want to push this through because you have the votes. It's not about the children. It's about politics here.
It has nothing to do.
Yes, it is. What's wrong with his resolution?
Because he doesn't address this issue.
It doesn't address the...
I'm not talking to you.
Ogilvy says it will mean phase-out of Bennett, Lafayette, East, and MLK. But a controversial plan to allow charter schools to move into those buildings has been changed.
Those buildings will continue to phase out, but in one of them, Bennett, we will move Middle Early College. We will continue to develop plans at Lafayette, but in the meanwhile, most likely put a newcomers academy in there and then build around that. With East High School, we will continue to plan, and the intent is to create a better definition, a more appropriate definition for alternative education, and use East High School. And then MLK, at least for starters, is, I suppose, the primary location for an annex to the visual and performing arts, although that's not settled. Now, with each one of those out-of-time schools, with great respect for the volunteers who put those plans together, those plans will be part of the future design of the buildings. We're going to honor the hard work and the best thinking of them, but they will not go forward to Albany for review.
What does it mean, though, for the students themselves?
Well, number one, any student that's been enrolled in those schools will continue. The whole point of the phase out is to not enroll a new ninth grade, and then gradually as students graduate, the old school becomes empty. But our best intent is to create a new school in that structure so that as one phases out, another one comes online. And we expect to be able to do that within the next 2 years.
Was this considered then today the compromise of victory for the community?
I hope it is. I guess there are two goals. You either, if everyone is dissatisfied, you might have done something good. And if everybody feels that they got something, that's good too. So the community should feel that a thoughtful, attentive approach was used and that we're not done, but that we've established a certain level of harmony to go forward.
Despite the difficult debate, in the end, the board actually came together and unanimously passed this out-of-time plan.
Mr.
McCarthy. Yes.
Dr. Neverman.
Yes, and also the caveat for Dr. Hersey.
Mr. Paladino.
Yes.
Ms. Harris.
Yes.
Mr. Quinn.
Yes, with no caveats.
How about caviar?
President Sink.
Yes, with a caveat that I have no caveats.
The motion passes
unanimously.
The district is now in compliance with the State Education Department's request to deal with four failing city schools. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.